我们今天很高兴，在我们当中有很多来参加长老教会总会会议的代表，在我们当中，让我们的聚会崇拜更加的丰富的经验。
Today we are very happy and we are glad that we have many visitors from the Presbyterian Church. They had a meeting here in St. Louis.And we are happy that they join us together today.
我们一起祷告。
So let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你再一次带领我们到你面前来敬拜你。
Dear loving Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you lead us in front of you to worship you.
求主你的圣灵打开我们的心眼来看见主你话语中的奥秘。
We ask for your Holy Spirit.Open our eyes to see what you are going to reveal to us.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在1950年代，有一个磁片写着“耶稣请救我脱离你的跟从者。
”In 1950s, there was a magnet.And there's a saying on it saying, Please, Jesus, help me save me from your followers.
这个信息反映人们对基督教的反感。
And this reflects that how people doesn't like Christianity.
我们作为一个跟从耶稣基督的人，如何去活出耶稣基督的样式呢？
And one question is, how do we, as a follower of Jesus Christ,To live a life that is in Jesus Christ.
这个词片所反映的问题是在于耶稣的跟从者，并不是在于耶稣。
The problem was on the follower of Jesus Christ, not the Jesus Christ himself.
我们身为一个基督徒的人，没有活出所应当活出的样式。
Because sometimes we do not live what we ought to live.
因此很多的基督徒甚至阻挡了许多想要更加来认识耶稣以及他的教训的人。
And therefore, sometimes Christians even obstruct those who would like to know more about Jesus.
基督徒不应该是一位让人所讨厌的人。
Christians should not be like that.
这个词片提醒我们，所有作为神的儿女的人，应当借着圣灵的帮助所赐给我们的力量，使我们能够在每天的生活上活出耶稣基督的样式。
The saying on the magnet is a reminder for us that all God's children, through the help of Holy Spirit, who empowers us and enables us to live a life in Jesus Christ.
因此我们能够更将耶稣基督救赎人类的好消息传扬出去。
So that we are able to give a sweet testimony and then spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗与帖摩太写信给哥罗西的信徒。
In the episodes that Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Colossae.
今天的经文哥罗西书第一章第六节说这福音不但传到你们那里也传遍全世界不断地生长结果正像当初你们听见而且真正认识上帝的恩典时生长结果一样
Just as we have read today that in Colossians 1:6 Apostle Paul saysThe gospel that has come to you in the same way. The gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace.
使徒保罗为哥罗西的信徒感谢神说当他们接受了耶稣基督的福音之后耶稣基督的生命在他们里面生长结果。
Apostle Paul gave thanks to God on behalf of Jesus' followers in Colossae, saying that after they received Jesus Christ's gospel, the life of Jesus Christ in them has been growing and bearing fruits.
他们有结果子, 意思代表说他们有活出耶稣基督的见证，因此他们能够继续的带领人来接受耶稣基督的福音，正像耶稣基督的福音传遍世界其他各地一样。
By bearing fruits, it means that they live a testimony of Jesus Christ, and because of that, they were able to keep bringing people to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ, and in such a way, the gospel was able to spread through elsewhere in the world.
我们如何将普天的好消息，就是耶稣基督的福音来宣扬出去呢？
And how do we proclaim the good news of for all people, that is, the gospel of Jesus Christ?
我们从哥罗西书第一章一到八节共同来领受神的话语。
Let us observe God's word through Colossians 1:1-8.
第一，在基督里的信心。
First, the faith in Christ.
哥罗西书第一章第四节说，因为我们听见你们对基督耶稣有信心。
In Colossians 1:4, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus.
使徒保罗跟提摩太他们将耶稣基督的福音的信息来传给哥罗西的信徒，他们接受了，并且他们信了耶稣基督。
Apostle Paul and they proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ to Colossians, and people there received it and believed Jesus Christ.
什么是耶稣基督信息的中心呢？
What is the central message of Jesus Christ?
约翰福音第三章十六节说，上帝那么爱世人，甚至赐下他的独子，要使所有信他的人不至于灭亡，反得永恒的生命。
As in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世上所有的人。
God loved everyone in the world.
不分红黄白黑各种人种，不分男女，不分贫贱等等，都是神所爱的。
No color, no race, no circumstances, and no gender can hinder God's love to us.
在五月份的读者文摘刊载一个消息。一个故事。
In last month's Reader's Digest, there was a story.
In Reader's Digest.
Yeah, in the Reader's Digest, there was a story.
在一个画廊里面，有一个人注意到了两幅非常相似的油画。
There's someone in a gallery noticed that there are two oil paintings very similar to each other.
这两幅油画各摆在一张红白格子的桌布的桌上。
And each of the paintings on a table covered with tablecloth in red and white.
在桌上各摆着一瓶酒、一块面包以及一大块的乳酪。
And upon the table, there is a bottle of wine, a piece of bread.And a great piece of cheese.
一幅画标价$1,000.
One of the paintings was priced for $1,000.
另外一幅画标价$1,500.
But another was priced $1,500.
那个人不了解。
And that confused the people.
他向画廊的主人问说，那两幅画看起来就差不多是完全的相同，为什么一幅画比另外一幅贵呢？
Therefore, people ask the owner, those two paintings are look exactly the same. Why is one more expensive than the other?
画廊的主人指着那幅比较贵的画说，那幅画的乳酪是进口。
And the owner pointed to the more pricey one and said, that one has the imported cheese.
进口的东西比国产的更贵是有可能。
Indeed, it makes sense that the imported cheese might be more expensive than the local one.
但我们人不管是本国外国人，在神的面前都是神所创造的。
But all people are created by God, be it native or foreigners.
世界上的人都是神所爱的对象。
All people on this earth are loved by God.
神借着耶稣基督到世界上来爱我们。
God loved us and all of the people by sending Jesus Christ to this world.
在昨天，长老总会开会的时候，我有去参加。在开会之前呢，这个有各个不同的代表，这个端着一个 picture 一个水壶，拿到前面有一个玻璃的水缸，将水倒进去。
Yesterday, I went to the meetings hosted by the Presbyterian Church, and during the meetings, I saw that there is a pitcher and a water jar, and there's one that pouring waters into the jar.
我们当中苏西山长老夫他们也其中之一对帮忙倒水。
And among us, Elder Xi San and Li Jing has helped pouring the waters into the jar.
这些拿着水瓶到前面来将水倒进去，这些人有年轻的夫妇。
Those among who bring the water pitchers in front, some of them are very young.
有年老的夫妇。
And some of them are elders.
有年轻人。
Some of them are younger generations.
有年轻的夫妇带着小孩。
And some of them are young families bringing their kids.
有黄种人、白种人、各个不同的这些的种族的人代表将水倒进去。
And there are people from Asia, from Americas, people from everywhere that go forward and then pour in the water.
代表我们出自各种不同的背景、文化、种族，大家将这水倒进去，象征着在主耶稣基督里面的合一。
It signifies that no matter where we come, no matter who we are, that everyone just be united together, be in Christ.
我们在主里都是神所爱的。
Because each one of us are loved by God in Christ.
使徒行传第四章三十四到三十五节，彼得发言说，现在我确实知道上帝对所有的人都平等看待，只要是敬畏他行为正直的人，无论属哪一族他都喜欢。
In the Bible, in the book of Acts 10:34-35, then Peter began to speak, I now realizeHow true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right.
我们感谢神，借着耶稣基督，我们知道我们世界上的人在神的眼中都是看为宝贵的。
We give thanks that through Jesus Christ we know that in the eye of God we are precious.
甚至值得神差遣他的独生子到世界上来为我们的罪死。
So precious that it is worthy to for God to send His one and only Son to this world.
这就是神赐给我们普世的好消息，我们在神的眼中都看为宝贵。
And this is the good news that God is for all people, that we all are precious in the eyes of God.
神借着我们信靠耶稣基督来恢复与神和好的关系，成为神的儿女。
God, through our trust in Jesus Christ, has enabled us the restoration of relationship between God and us.
我们在基督里成为一个新造的人。
Enabling us to become the children of God, and in Christ we became a new creation.
如果 Jimmy 能够达到目标成功，任何人都能够。
If Jimmy could make it,And everyone could.
他被父母亲的拒绝。
Jimmy was rejected by his parents.
被同学的闪避。
Shunned by his schoolmates.
他退缩到自我厌恶的孤独的世界里面。
he retreated into a lonely world of self-loathing.
他的唯一的安慰就是以食物填充自己，直到他变成丑怪的肥胖。
And his only comfort was stuffing himself with food until he became grossly obese.
他的身体发出臭味。
He reeked.
并且当他开口，他结结巴巴地说话。
And he stuttered.
有一天，这位被社会所遗弃的人完全的改变了。
But one day, everything changed for this social outcast.
他在伦敦的街道上，从一个门廊啊看进去的时候，看到一些人坐在河椅的上面啊，在门口有一个牌子写着说这是共产党的聚会。
Walking on a street in London.Through a doorway, Jimmy saw a couple of people sitting in a lounge, and on the door there's a sign saying, "This is a meeting of Communist Party."
有一个整装的男士热烈地欢迎他。
And there was a well-dressed, enthusiastic gentleman welcoming.
对他说，不管你是谁，我们能够将你变成为一个众人的领导者。
Saying, "No matter who you are,We can turn you into a leader of men.
Jimmy 就进去，靠近在门边的座位上坐着。
So Jimmy entered and found a seat at the door.
Douglas Hyde, 是当天的讲员。
Douglas Hyde was a speaker that day.
他是共产党员报纸的编辑。
And Mr. Hyde is an editor of the Communist newspaper.
当海德演讲最后结束的时候说，不管你是谁，如果你献身共产党，我们将把你变成一位领导者。
At the end of the speech, Mr. Hyde said, I don't care who you are. If you give yourself to the Communist Party,Then we will turn you into a leader.
请大家明白，我不是在这里鼓吹大家加入什么任何的政党。
So just a quick clarification, we are not here encouraging anyone to join any party.
当这个大哥的演讲之后 ，Jimmy 摇摇摆摆地走到台前，便口急的这么的说同志我要成为一个领导众人的人。
In that story, after Jimmy heard the speech, he waddled to the stage and started saying, "Commonly, I want to turn into me into a leader of men."
海德在他的一本书里《献身与领导》，他提到 Jimmy 的时候说。他从未看到这么可怜的人才。
In a book, Dedication and Leadership, wrote by Mr. Hyde, he mentioned Jimmy, and he said that he has never seen such a sorry human material.
但是当他看到 Jimmy 那一种的觉知，所以欢迎他成为他们兄弟之谊。
But seeing Jimmy's determination, then he decided to welcome him into the brotherhood.
当 Jimmy 被派到伦敦的街头上去分发宣传的报纸的时候，他被嘲笑。
Later on, Jimmy was abused on the street in London when he was sent to deliver communist newspaper on the street.
他被嘲笑，被吐口水，被攻击。
People mocked him, spat on him, and attacked him.
当他回来的时候，他说：“我不能够做这个。”
So at the end of the day, he said, I cannot do this.
但是他们鼓励他不要放弃。
But they encouraged him not to give up.
Jimmy 慢慢地坚决下去，因此他从一个失败者转变成为一个领导者。
And therefore, gradually, one step at a time, that Jimmy was transformed into a leader.
令人失望的口疾者变成为一个有力的演讲者。
The despairing starter has become a dynamic speaker.
因为以前的隐士被称为大英帝国从未看过伟大的共产党工会的组织者。
Such a former recluse has become the greatest union organizer of the Communist Party of Great Britain that it have ever seen.
好几年后，他过世的消息的新闻传出，在他的葬礼，工厂都停工。
Years later, his death was front page news, and factories were shut down as thousands.
好几千人参加他的葬礼。
Thousands of people attend his ceremony, funeral.
他的全名叫做 Jimmy Reed.
His name was Jimmy Reed.
他后来参加劳工党。
And later he joined the Labour Party.
Jimmy Reed 最大的影响的人物就是海德。
The one who influenced Jimmy the most was Mr. Hay.
这大哥的时候来离开共产党成为基督徒。
Later, Mr. Douglas A. Head left the Communist Party and became a Christian.
大哥的相信基督比列宁能够提供更多的盼望。
He believed that Christ offers more hope than did Lenin.
他说共产党相信人类是进化的产物，人并没有灵魂。
He said that communists believe that humans are soulless products of evolution.
但是他们相信他们的信息能够来转变人。
But somehow they also believe that their message could transform humans.
后来 Douglas更是相信耶稣基督能够来改变人。
And Mr. Douglas, at the end, he believed more in Jesus Christ, that Jesus has the power to transform humans.
耶稣呼召了十二个门徒，他们是一般的小来百老百姓，正如 Jimmy Reed 一样，并且这些耶稣的门徒，他们转变，得到转变，去改变了世界。
Jesus has called 12 ordinary humans, just like Jimmy Reed, and Jesus transformed them to change the whole world.
两千年后，耶稣基督的能力仍然延续在我们的身上。
And 2,000 years later, like today, to each one of us, Jesus Christ's powers will still keep infilling us.
神创造了我们的形体。罪破坏了我们的身体，耶稣基督将转变我们的身体。
God formed us, but sin deformed us. But Jesus will transform us.
哥林多后书第五章十七节说：“无论是谁，一旦有了基督的生命，就是新造的人，旧的已经过去，新的已经来临了。”
In the Second Corinthians.5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
这是神赐给普天的好消息。我们借着在耶稣基督里的信心，成为一个新人，我们成为神宝贵的儿女。
And this is the God's good news for all people, that we, through the faith in Jesus Christ,has become new creations, and we have become the precious children of God.
第二，在基督里的爱心。
And second, the love in Christ.
哥罗西书第一章第四节继续说，因为我们听见你们对基督耶稣有信心，对所有信徒有爱心。
In Colossians 1:4,Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people.
我们首先提到哥罗西的信徒有耶稣基督的信心。
Here we see that first, the followers in Colossae has the faith in Jesus Christ.
保罗接着证明他们对所有的信徒有爱心。
And then Paul commanded that they had love for all people.
他们活出了耶稣基督爱的见证。
They had lived loving testimonies in Jesus Christ.
It's Jimmy Carter 总统啊，他这么说：对我而言，信心不仅是一个名词，而且也是一个动词。
The former president Jimmy Carter once said, "To me, faith is not just a noun, but a verb."
意思就是我们对神的信心重要，并且信心产生出行动也是同样的重要。
Meaning that while it is important to have faith in God, it is equally important to have actions from faith.
哥罗西的信徒对耶稣基督的信心产生出行动，彼此的相爱。
Colossians had actions from the faith in Jesus Christ, and then they loved each other.
因此耶稣基督的福音传扬出去了。
And because of that, the gospel of Jesus Christ has spread.
今天我们对所有来到我们当中的慕道友，我们要以基督的爱来对待他们。
Today, let each one of us welcome the seekers among us in the love of Jesus Christ.
当有来宾，今天我们有特别的来宾，任何时间有来宾来的时候，我们要以基督的爱来对待他们。
And let us also welcome all of the visitors in the love of Jesus Christ.
信徒们也应当彼此相爱。
And our followers should also love each other.
这样耶稣基督的福音自然的就从我们当中来宣扬出去。
In this way, the gospel of Jesus Christ would naturally be proclaimed.
这个世界，这一个社会迫切需要我们作为神的儿女的人来活出耶稣基督爱的见证。
Because this society, this world, is in great need of God's children to live a loving testimony of Jesus Christ.
在1945年的十月的时候，四大国创立了联合国。中国、苏联、英国及美国以及其他47个国家共同来成立联合国。
In October 1945, the Big Four founded the United Nations, including China, Soviet Union, United Kingdom, and the United States.
目的是为了要预防将来再度的武力的冲突。
And the goal of the United Nations is to prevent another armed conflict.
在那目前刚结束第二次世界大战的战争死亡人数超过6000万。
At that time, the Second World War was just ended, and it took more than 60 million lives.
但是估计从联合国创立到今天，因为军事的冲突战争，也死去了1000万。
But since the founding of the United Nations, today that military conflict has also already took about 10 million lives.
联合国的成立并没有真正的达到原先的目的。
The United Nations did not really achieve its original goal.
为什么人与人之间有许多的冲突不和谐，国与国之间有许多的战争
？So we ask, why do people keep having conflicts and nations keep having wars?
美国20世纪著名的历史家Will Durant.
The renowned historian of the 20th century, Will Durant.
他写作了一本这个书卷叫做《世界文明史》。
Mr. Durant has published the story of civilization.
一共11个卷，其中6卷包括我们东方的传统1000页。
Out of his 11 volumes, 6 of them has the following titles. The first one, volume 1, Our Oriental Heritage, including 1,000 pages.
希腊的生活800页。
The second volume, The Life of Greece, 800 pages.
凯撒与基督750页。
And Caesar and Christ, 750 pages.
信仰的时代1100页
The age of faith 1100 pages
文艺复兴750页
The Renaissance 750 pages
宗教改革1000页
And the Reformation 1000 pages
光是以上6个书卷一共写了5400页
In these 6 volumes There are already 5,400 pages
他对历史那么的清楚
This demonstrates that how well Mr. Durant understands about history
有人对他说 Dr. Durant 你在一生中写的这么伟大的巨作你从历史当中学到了什么教训
So people ask him Dr. Durant, you composed this great piece of work. What has history taught you?
杜兰特回答说，在人类2000年历史当中，我可以用3个字摘要地说出它的重点。
And Mr. Durant replied, I can sum it up all in 3 words.
彼此相爱。
Love one and another.
英文3个字 love one another 彼此相爱
So it's just 3 words
人类好几千年的历史以来直到今天在历史上发生了许多的战争彼此的残杀等等就是因为人们不能够彼此相爱
Among 1000 years of human history and even today there has been so many wars and killsIt is because people cannot love one another.
在旧约里，摩西将神的法律诫命简化成为10条。
In the Old Testament, Moses summarized God's covenant into 10 commandments.
在新约里，耶稣基督将神的律法诫命简化成为2条：爱神爱人。
And in the New Testament, Jesus Christ summarized God's covenant into 2.Love God and love one another.
简单就是一个字爱。
It all means one word, love.
使徒约翰是约翰福音、约翰一书、二书、三书以及启示录的作者。
Apostle John, he is the author of 5 books in the Bible.The Gospel according to John, the first, second, and third episodes of John, and the Revelation.
他在福音书以及这些书信里45次提到真理。
In the Gospel according to John, and in his episodes, John mentions truth 45 times.
但是80次提到爱。
But he mentioned love 80 times.
神学家说，约翰。的神学就是爱的神学。
Theologians said that John's theology is love's theology.
约翰在他的信息里面教导神是爱。
John in his message taught God is love.
神爱他的爱子。
God loved his son.
神爱世界。
God loved the world.
基督爱父神。
Christ loved God the Father.
基督爱他的门徒。
Christ loved his disciples.
我们也必须彼此相爱。
We must love God and love Christ.
爱神。
We must love God.
爱基督。
We must love Christ.
使徒约翰大概在公元98年过世。
Apostle John passed away in about 98 AD.
初代教父Jerome 在加拉太书的注释里面提到说，年纪老迈的使徒约翰在以弗所他人生最后的日子在那边聚会，他的身体虚弱。
One of the foremost church father, Jeremiah, in his commentary to the epistle of Paul to the Galatians, and he said that Apostle Paul, well advanced in years.Stayed in Ephesus in his final years. His body was so weak and needed people to help lift him to church.
当人们将他抬到教会的时候，他的嘴上时常说着一句话，说我的小子啊。 要彼此相爱。
As people help lifting him to church, on John's lips there always stays one word, my children, little children, love one another.
人们问他说，为什么你时常都说这句话呢？
And people ask him, why saying this so often?
他回答说，因为这是神的命令，如果做到了这个就足够了。
And John replied, because it is the Lord's command, and if this alone be done, it is enough.
丢论历史家纵然人类的历史发现人类有史以来人与人之间国与国之间有许多的冲突因此导致许多的战争彼此的残杀就是因为不能够彼此相爱。
Mr. Durant, the historian, in his investigation of human history, discovered that it was because people cannot love one another, and hence so many conflicts between people and between nations, leading to so many wars and kills.
Durant 指出了耶稣在早在2000年前对我们世界上的人的教导要彼此相爱。
Durant pointed out that 2,000 years ago, Jesus has taught people to love one another.
使徒约翰也一再的来提醒我们世人要遵从耶稣基督爱的教训，彼此相爱。
Apostle John also reminded again and again to follow Jesus Christ's love lesson and love one another.
今天耶稣基督就是世界和平的答案。
Today, Jesus Christ is the answer for world peace.
耶稣基督就是人与人之间和谐的答案。
Today, Jesus Christ is the answer for harmony among people.
马太福音第5:43，耶稣说：“你们听见有话说，当爱你们的邻舍，恨你们的仇敌。”
In Matthew 5:43, you have heard that it was said.Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
这是世界一般的做法。我们爱那一些我们所爱所喜欢的人。
If we follow this world, as people did, we would love whom we appreciate and hate whom we do not get used to.
我们恨那一些我们看不惯不喜欢的人，难怪造成这许多这些的敌对产生冲突。
And no wonder such a way leads to enmity and conflicts.
所以耶稣在马太福音第5:44继续说，只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
In Matthew 5:44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
耶稣教导我们以神牺牲的爱，无条件的爱去爱我们的仇敌。
Jesus told us to love our enemies in God's sacrificial, unconditioned love.
如此，我们的仇敌都变成为我们的朋友了。
In such a way, we will turn our enemies into our friends.
我们必须以主的爱去爱那些反对我们的人，在基督的爱里面成为朋友。
And we will pray for those who persecute us and abuse us, and then we will become.Before God to pray for their wellness and benefits.
因此，我们能够带领人来成为神的儿女，并且我们大家在主里面都没有敌人了。
And in such a way, we can bring people to God, and there is no enemies in God.
因此，这个世界、这个社会就和平了。
And therefore, the world peace.
基督的爱就是神赐给我们普天的好消息。
The love of Jesus Christ is the good news God gives us to all people.
最后，在基督里的盼望。
And lastly, the hope in Christ.
哥罗西书第1:5继续说：起初福音真道传到你们那里的时候，你们就听见了这福音所带来的盼望，这样你们的信心与爱心都是以那为你们保存在天上的盼望为根据的。
In Colossians 1:5, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the truth message of gospel.
意思就是使徒保罗告诉我们，耶稣基督的福音带给我们在这世界上的生活充满着意义，因为我们有一个保存在天上的盼望。
Apostle Paul told us the gospel of Jesus Christ brings us to a life full of meaning because we have hope stored up in heaven.
没有盼望，生活就没有意义。
Without hope, life is without meaning.
那盼望是什么呢？
And what is hope?
就是永生的盼望。
It means eternal life.
我们因着信靠耶稣基督，在基督里成为一个新造的人。
It means through faith in Jesus Christ become a new creation and have a new life in Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督成为我们的道路，使我们在结束这个世界上的生命的时候，我们将到耶稣所预备我们的地方，就是父的家里。
And it means Jesus Christ becomes our way. At the end of our life, leading us to the place he has prepared for us, that is the house of God.
以上的信息来肯定我们的生命永恒的意义与价值。
All of those messages confirmed the eternal meaning and value of life.
在耶稣基督的信仰里面，我们都是活在神的国度的保护之下。
In Jesus Christ, we are all protected within the loving nation of God.
使徒保罗在罗马书第八章三十八到三十九节说，因为我深信无论是死是生都不能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
In Romans 8:38-39, For I am convinced that neither death nor life will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
保罗告诉我们，因着在耶稣基督里的信心与爱心，神为我们保存着在天上永恒的盼望。
Paul told us that with faith and love in Jesus Christ, God has stored for us an eternal hope in heaven.
但这不代表我们忽略或是轻看在这世界上的盼望。
And this does not imply that we should ignore or look down our hope in this world.
我们作为神的儿女，在这个世界上的生活，也应当是充满着盼望的人生。
In this world, we God's children should also live this life with full of hope.
耶稣到这个世界上来应许我们一个丰盛的生命。
Just as Jesus has come to this world to promise us an abundant life.
我们盼望神带领我们每个人人生前面的路程。
It is our hope that God lead us to His way.
能够经历丰盛意义的人生。
And have us experience an abundant life.
我们的人生对将来充满着盼望。
Our life would be full of looking forwards.
学生期待着获得学位。
Students looking forward to earning a degree.
工作事业上的发展
，and people looking forward to expanding jobs and
有的人在寻求婚姻的对象，要建立家庭、子女的教育
，and looking forward to marriage, family, and children's education.
我们盼望着神带领我们每个人的人生。
It is our hope that God will lead every one of us.
但是在这个世界上的生活，我们也会遇到困难与挑战。
Although we could sometimes be caught up by life's difficulties.
当然我们因着信靠神，因此不失去盼望。
But putting trust in God with hope, we will never give up.
圣经记载大卫曾经遇到许多的困难。
Bible told us that David has met with many difficulties.
他觉得这许多这些的困难与挑战，情况好像越来越恶劣。
He found it very hard to face those difficulties and challenges, and the situation appears only getting worse.
他甚至感到丧志，甚至几乎要放弃了他的理想。
despair seized him, and he almost gave up his dreams.
但是他因着对神的信心，再次使他站起来。
But because of the trust in God, he stand up again.
在这许多这些的挑战困难当中，在诗篇四十二篇五到六节，他对自己说：“我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。”
Among all of the sufferings, in Psalm 42:5-6, David said, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior."
大卫本来遭受到种种的这些的困苦，使他的心里忧闷、烦躁、丧志。
David was overwhelmed by difficulties, his soul downcast and disturbed.
但是他说，他要将他的盼望放置在神的上面。
But he put his hope in God.
这个 NIV 的圣经写得很好，就是说，put his hope in God, 将他的盼望放置在神的上面，因此他能够克服种种的艰难。
With the NIV translation, it says, David put his hope in God, and therewith he passed through those shadow valleys.
今天或许你遇到的处境让你觉得几乎没有什么理由可以盼望。
Today, perhaps your circumstances make you feel that there's no hope.
你要像大卫一样将盼望放在神的上面。
But you must be like David and put your hope in God.
不要将你的盼望放在你的 处境的上面，因为这些处境或许不能够照着你的愿望去达成。
Put not your hope in circumstances, for they may not work your way.
不要将这些盼望放在人的上面，他们可能让你失望。
Put not your hope in people, for they may let you down.
将盼望放在神的上面。
But put your hope in God.
他是创造宇宙万物一切全能的神，他是我们完全的依靠。
He is the one who created the universe, the Almighty God.
虽然我们在世界上将遇到一些的困难，我们不必丧志，我们只要将我们的盼望放在神的上面。
In God, we can fully trust, and whenever we put hope in God, in the midst of difficulties, we will not give up.
在撒迦利亚九章十二节说：“你们被囚而有指望的人，都要转回保障。我今日说明，我必加倍赐福给你们。”
In Zacharias 9:12, he says, "Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you."
这些圣经很重要。先知撒迦利亚说，当我们处在各种的困难的时候，我们要好像成为这个盼望的囚犯。
This verse is very important. That prophet Zachariah told us that in the midst of difficulty we should be prisoner of hope.
囚犯就是被关，不能够逃走。
We know that prisoner cannot escape.
盼望的囚犯，意思就是我们不要放弃盼望。
And prisoner of hope means that we will never give up hope.
我们要坚守对神的信心。
We stand fast.
因此，我们将能够因为所遇到的苦难，将来去经验到神在我们身上加倍的祝福。
And therefore, through sufferings, we will experience God's grace twice as much.
因此，当我们遇到人生任何的苦难的时候，正像大卫所说，我们将盼望放置在神的上面。
Therefore, whenever we are in time of trouble, like David, let us put our hope in God.
像撒迦利亚先知所说，我们要成为盼望的囚犯。
And like what prophet Zachariah has said, to be prisoner of hope.
被囚在盼望里面，就是对神的信心不放弃。
To stay within hope, to never give up, in the faith in God.
因为他是我们的盼望，我们的祝福。
For He is our hope and blessing.
我们在耶稣基督里面领受今生与来生的盼望，就是神赐给我们普天的好消息。
In Jesus Christ, we receive hope, this life and the life to come. And this is the good news for all.
使徒保罗看到了哥罗西的信徒生活上他们有主耶稣基督的信心、爱心与盼望，因此为他们感到喜乐。
Apostle Paul, seeing Colossians living in the Lord Jesus Christ with faith, love, and hope, and with that, his heart was full of joy, and he gave thanks to God.
盼望神的圣灵的感动，我们每个人也都以欢喜的心来接受神在耶稣基督里面赐给我们这普天的好消息，就是接受耶稣基督。
It is our hope that by the Holy Spirit, every one of us receive God with a joyful heart and receive God's good news for all people, that is, the Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你今天再次到主的面前来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father,We give thanks to you that we are able to come before you again to worship you.
我们也为总会 General Assembly 在圣路易的开会祷告。
And we pray for the General Assemblies of Presbyterian Church in downtown.
也借着在大会里面所决定的一切，都是为了将主您的福音更广传在这个世界。
And we pray for all of the decision makings in the congregations for the purpose to spread your gospel.
也借着我们每一个教会，每一个人能够活出耶稣基督美好的见证。
We ask that to every one of us, we may be able to leave a testimony for you.
我们为今天所有这些的活动接着今天下午的执事会小会代祷，让我们能够成为一个很好的团队，在主你面前来服侍你，来荣耀你。
And we pray for all of the activities following today, including the sessions meetings and the deacons meetings. It is our prayer that we all together can glorify your name.
在我们肢体当中，以苏联的父亲蒙主灵来蒙召，求主灵的圣灵继续安慰在众亲人的上面。
We know that you have called Sulin's father to your place, and it is our prayer that you can grant consolations to Sulin's family.
我们为这个礼拜五开始我们的灵修会。祷告，让我们在灵修会当中得着装备，得着造就。
And we pray for the retreat of this church in the coming Fridays, that everyone can be built up in you.
我们也为在暑假当中许多进进出出到各地的弟兄姐妹代祷，让主呢的灵带领他们一切出入蒙主你的保守平安。
And we ask for your leadings and protections to all brothers and sisters who will be untroubled.
主也将你的平安赐给我们每个人。
Grant us your peace to each one of us.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.